There was a silver Citroën van in the small park off directly in front of Waller's villa. By Janie's entrance was her small two-door crimson Renault, with its rear hatch a bare foot from the front door. Shaw could see that the Renault was empty, but the Citroën wasn't. Two men sat in the front, one of them probably the guy he'd seen doing the earlier recon, but he couldn't be sure about that. He calculated that their line of sight had one blind spot. Proceeding along this path slowly, he tested the validity of this assumption. The two sentries remained right where they were. Shaw turned a corner and was now at a point where he could gain access to Janie's rear grounds. The wall was 6 feet high, but unlike the common wall between the two villas, on top it had long stones mortared in vertically that added another 18 inches to the height. That was probably because this wall was next to a public walking path. That would make peering over the wall impossible and climbing over it painful. Shaw found this to be true on his first attempt to mount the barrier. He let go, dropped to the street, slipped off his jacket, covered his scraped hands with it, and tried again. He was up and over the wall in a matter of seconds, dropping noiselessly to the other side in the soft grass. He crouched, getting his bearings. He was in the side yard, whose borders were planted with climbing roses and luscious bougainvillea. The pool area was up a short flight of flagstone steps to his left. He put his windbreaker back on, his small night scope in one of the pockets. He tried not to think about what Frank would say if he could see him right now. He was jeopardizing the entire mission by being here, he knew that. Yet he also knew that he wasn't going to let one of Waller's hired thugs have a free go at the young woman either. He crossed the short patch of grass and scrambled up the stack of steps. Shaw felt the muzzle of the gun against his head a millisecond before he heard the click of the hammer being pulled back.